sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 31 Mphalakazi 2021 ngiphathelise Jeremiah. Indabeni zethu lamhlanje
yethu ubulawayo ulahlekelwe kakhulu sibili ngumuntu adesiphekela njalo echatsha izizalwane zikamthwakazi. Sizobuhlungu sibili njengedorobho kodwa umoya wethu ududuzekile lapho inzalo yakhe abantu abakhe besithi bona bazaqhubekela phambili ngevision.
Izakhamizi zakobulawayo zibuye ngobuningi zathi gwaqa i-amphitheater. Sizovalelisa usomabhizimusi obedumile waleli dolobho unkosazana Beauty Ngofu.
Igovernment isizama ngelast minute ukuzama ukufeza promise yabo leyayo ukuthi by end of 2021 bazabe sebekwanisile i-herd immunity target kodwa kuyehlula and sonke besikwazi lokhu ukuthi vele aseze kufezeke.
Umunicipala waseHarare usungule uhlelo lokungena emphakathini ehlaba abantu ijekiseni lokuzivikela ku-COVID-19 kanye lokubahlola ukuthi balalo nalo bahatshi eli gciwane. Uhlelo woza Friday namhlanje silegambo eligxile kumdumo werumba elizibiza ngokuthi sukuma sithande sebhumane super sounds. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Izakhamizi zakobulawayo ezigoqela iziphathamandla zikahulumende, inkokheli zikamunicipala labosomabhizinisi babuye ngobuningi bathi gwaqa i-amphitheater bezovalelisa unkosazana Beauty Mpofu. Umampofu ube ngusomabhizinisi wendawo zokudlela edume ngokuthi Nkosi's B Kitchen. Ubekwe namhlanje emangcwabeni awe-Lady Stanley Cemetery kobulawayo. Intuthulo yezindaba ye-Studio 7 uyezwa Jesus Banda usethulela lolu daba.
Inengi labakhulume emngcwabeni kaSis B baveze ukudabuka kwenhliziyo besithi lokhu yikulahlekelwa okukhulu kukabulawayo njalo uzosala elesizungu. Ubathi ntambo waleli dolobho unkosikazi uJudy Ncube ngomunye wabakhulume kulo umngcwabo. Umsekeli kaMeya okobulawayo uKhansila Mlando Ncube uncome usisibhinge emsebenzi yakhe ekobulawayo.
Ngithi ubulawayo ulahlekelwe kakhulu sibili ngumuntu adesiphekela njalo echatsha izizalwane zikamthwakazi. Sizobuhlungu sibili njengedorobho kodwa umoya wethu ududuzekile lapho inzalo yakhe abantu abakhe besithi bona bazaqhubekela phambili ngevision ngoba usisibhinge was creating employment for our people. And ukudla kwakhe kwakusiphakamisa kakhulu.
Ukhansila sikhululekile moyo kakwazi 17 ephumula kobulawayo ugcizelela amazwi kaNcube.
Njengomama ngizwa ubuhlungu ngoba umama uSis B ube yintombi ebisebenza njalo ikhangelele ukuthuthukisa ubulawayo njalo ikhangelele ukuncedisa abanye labo adesebaqhathile. Engumama njalo otshengise ukuthi ukuba ngumama uyanelisa ukusukumisa isigaba sakho ubulawayo ngokudla nje ukupheka isitshwala esilobunono lokudla kwesintu okuqakathekileyo.
Osis B wanikeza isicoco lemivuzo eminingi ngenxa yesiphiwo sokupheka. Okwaba ngumongameli upresident weZimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce umnumzana Obed Sibanda uveza kulahlekelwa kwemuli yabosomabhizimisi.
Ubulawayo ulahlekelwe kakhulu not only ukuthi ube ngumuntu opheka kuhle kodwa ulahlekelwe ngokuthi ube sengumuntu ekade abantu bekhangelele kuye ukuthi bafunde kuye ebhizinisi lebhizinisi. Sithi uSis B was an unsung heroine ukuthi abantu abaningi babengamnanzeleli babemthatha njengomuntu ophekayo kuphela but thina esasingavalayo no ukuthi siwasi far much better.
osezana Patience Masuku osebenze lo SSP okwesikhathe side layo veza ukudana okukhulu.
Ngizobuhlungu kakhulu ngokulahlekelwa ngumama yimi udirector imento. She was everything kuyami impilo. I worked with umama for almost 10 years. Waitress, wangisusa lapho, ngabe head waitress, ngabe supervisor, ngabe marketing manager wakhe. Umama brought me up to where I am today.
Umampofu ubhubhele esibhedlela seMatadei ngolwesihlanu oledluleyo ngemva kokugula kwesikhathi eside ehlutshwa ngumkhuhlane wezinso. Uthiye abantwana bane, umfana oyedwa lamantombazana amathathu, njalo abantu bakhe bathembise ukusebenza bemanyene beqhubekisela phambili imkulu yakhe yokudlela. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo, igama lami ngu-Ezra Jesus Banda.
Umunisipala weHarare usungule uhlelo lokungena emphakathini ehlaba abantu ijekiseni lokuzivikela ku-COVID-19 kanye lokubahlola ukubana balalo nalo bahatshi leli gciwane. Lokhu umunisipala uthi ukwenza ngehloso yokuzama ukufinyelela inani elidingakalayo ukuvikela abantu kulo mkhuhlane i-herd immunity. Mavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Lolu hlelo lwensuku ezintathu luqale ukuqhutshwa mhla ka-29 Mbalakazi njalo lwagqitshwa lamhla. Lamhla bebesemavinkilini awe-Gulf Complex esilindweni samabhasi aya eMthare emzini weMbare endaweni eyaziwa ngokuthi kusemapranga emzini weHighfields lesilindweni samabhasi endaweni ebizwa ngokuthi Jerima emzini munye. Ngaphambilini benelise ukufinyelela indawo ezibhoqela emavinkili emzini weGlenview 3 eyakho Samuriwo eMfakose ekuwazana 5 Estrada Avenue emzini weAvondale endaweni yePomona Quarry eHeathcliff kanye leinye eyaziwa ngokuthi Bamadzimai Elen. Osaphethe isikhundla sokuba yisikhulumeli sikamunicipal weHarare umnumzana Innocent Ruwende ulandisa kabanzi ngalezi nhlelo zabo.
In a bid to achieve herd immunity and bringing services
close, senza lokhu sizama ukuthi sanelise ukufinyelela lelo nani elidingakalayo ukuthi kuthiwe uzulu elizweni uvikelekile herd immunity.
Kodwa uzulu ogoqela umnumzana Junior Moyo uthi osekusenziwa ngumunicipal kwakumele ngabe kudala kwenziwa.
I-government isizama nge-last minute ukuzama ukufeza i-promise yabo leya yokuthi by end of 2021 bazabe sebekwanisile i-herd immunity target, kodwa kuyehlula and sonke besikwazi lokhu ukuthi vele soze kufezeke. Ngakho lokhu abasebekwenza nge-last minute abantu bezama ukulungiselela ukungena umnyaka omutsha njalo abalento eziningi engqondweni yabo lokhu ukuthi lakho belandelelana le-target ye-government esizaziyo ukuthi vele azifikeleki ayike ku-West isikhathi sethu.
Uhulumende akasakhulumi ngalolu daba aluthembisa abantu ukuthi kusiyafika emaphethelweni awonalo umnyaka ilizwe liyabe selilenani elidingakalayo labafika phose izigidi ezilitshumi 10 million loba isilinganiso sokungamatshumi ayisithupha ekhulwini 60% ukuthi kuthiwe livikelekile i-herd immunity. Uhulumende wayethembisile ukuba kwakuzoqhutshwa inhlelo ezijiyeneyo ogoqela ukuya ezikolweni ukuyahlaba abafundi, ukuya ezilindweni lapho kugadelwa khona amabhasi lokunye okungasaphumelelanga konke lokho. Okwamanje bengaphansi kwengxenye yenani elidingakalayo asebelihlatshiwe baliphindwa kabili leli jekiseni ukuthi kuthiwe bavikelekile ngokugcweleyo i-herd immunity. Sebesedlula kancane izigidi ezintathu 3,129,823 asebelihlatshiwe okwesibili leli jekiseni ngemva kokuba abedlula inkulungwane ezithoba minwe mbili 8,040 belitholile ekutshoneni kwelanga layizolo. Kuthi asebelihlatshwe okwakuqala sebesedlula izigidi ezine 4,118,635 ngemva kokuba abedlula kancane inkulungwane eziyisithupha 6,394 belihlatshiwe ekutshoneni kwelanga layizolo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumavis Gama.
abebandla le MDC Alliance banikeze ukudla kubalandeli babo abaswelayo ikakhulu abakhubazekileyo lasebekhulile abayizakhamizi zaseGwanda. Wabethi Ncube usipha lolu daba.
Ekhuluma emele umkhokheli we-MDC Alliance umnumzana Nelson Tsamisa, uSenator Siphiwe Ncube uthe ibandla lakhe likhathazekile ngendlala ihlasele uzulu elizweni esidale ukuthi iningi lingajabuleli kuhle ikhefu lekhisimusi lelokwamukela umnyaka omutsha.
Sigcwelise isifiso sikaprezidenti akade khangelela ukubana abantu ngaba badle ikhisimusi kodwa abasayidlanga ikhisimusi, sebenza kudla ini inye. Siyakubonga ke lokhu ukubana akhumbule abantu abaphila kuloneli lizwe elinzima kangaka, ukubana nxa kudliwa kudle wonke umuntu, kungadla abanye abantu basale belana.
Unkosikazi Jane Dewa odabuka kwathi 14 eKwanda South uveze injabulo enkulu ngesipho asitholileyo.
Ngibonga lesipho engisiphiwe ngupresidenti wami uNelson Tsamisa. Ngisithi mkomana ngaphindi andingathabe kakhulu ngesipho esinje. Bengingacabangela ukuthi ngizathola into ezinje. Siyake siwabona mahamba kodwa sikaze siwabona enje.
Okugcizelelwe ngumnumzana Msindiswa Mpofu okavule isitriya enandeni eGwanda North.
Ngisithakile kakhulu isipho lesi, angikwazi ukuthi vele singambonga njani. Sathemba ukuthi labe le mpilo ende aqhubeke azizwe lo mlando ukuthi abantu siyakhala sifisa ukuthi ngabe nguye ophambili ofukhokheleyo.
Umnumzana Justin Mazalo lilunga le-National Executive AMDC Alliance uthi baningi abantu ababhekane lendlala, abakhubazekileyo kanye lezalukazi lamakhehla baseGwanda abangaba ngamathumi amathathu baphiwa ukudla ukugoqela irayisi, ithukela, amafutha okuphekisa, iflawa kanye lendumba.
Kolokho kulutshwana kodwa laba abalutshwana abakhethiweyo bamela bonke abasemumeni ofana lawo nalowo. So yiyo ikhisimusi ethe sizolipha yona namhlanje.
Okungamanga kuhle komnotho weZimbabwe kanye nokuqhamuka kwegcona le-coronavirus kudale ukuthi beduma ikhisimusi elonyaka. Ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 ngisemajawundeni eGwanda, ngu-Albert Ncube.
Unkosazana Gugulethu Masuku oyisifundi se-Upper 6 e-St Columbus High School ohlala emzini weKhilani koBulawayo unikeze isipho semvunulo yabesifazana nxa besesikhathini leseba kumantombazana ahlala eKhilani Squatter Camp ngenhloso yokuthi bathole labo ithuba lokulondoloza ukuhlanzeka njengoba limpahla izibiza intengo ephezulu kakhulu. Wanastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ekoBulawayo.
Iningi labesifazana abesenelisi ukuthenga imvunulo yokusebenzisa nxa besesikhathini ngoba intengo yayo ingeneliswa ngabaningi, okubangela ukuba iningi ligcine liphila nzima ngesikhathi besemfuleni. Unkosazana Gugulethu Masuku uchaza isizathu sokupha imvunulo yabomama kumantombazana angamachumi amahlanu eKhilani Squatter Camp.
Ngile 18 years lapha ngilande ukuzodonate kwabantu abahlala kwi-informal settlement eseduzane leKhilani. Ngilanda amankazana specifically zobaphathela sanitary wear so that they have, because these days sanitary wear emashop isidula. I-package ekade ngiyilungisa bekule pad lesepa kwenza ukuthi amankazana akwanise ukuzilungisa bengela trouble.
Induna yeKhilani Squatter Camp umnumzana Tony Ndlovu wamukele ngenjabulo isi polisi.
Hayi, uhlelo namhla sibili hayi siyalwemukela kakhulu ngoba yilo lijabulisa ebazalini ukuthi abantwana baziphatha ekukhuleni wabo. Mina ngabe lobuchapha kibo.
Uthandekile Ndlovu omunye wabathole isipho semvunulo uthi ubevele esephelelwe ukuthi uzothini ngalesi sethekeli senyanga zonke esilanda abesifazana.
Sesikhathi usitshale yanceda ngoba ngingathola indlela zobana ngiziphathe njenjengomntwana oyinkazane, kona ngingazithengisheli umzimba wami lokuthi ngikhule kuhle. Abantu abadoda bengadlaleli kimi, uzanceda ngoba sengitholile amaphethi okubana lami ngiwasebenzise ngasengilele kuphila ukuthi bathi bese ngaselawo amaphethi ngesikhathi.
Onakekela amantombazana eKhilani Squatter Camp ngaphansi kohlelo lwe-Sister to Sister olukho ekhokhelwa iNational AIDS Council unkosikazi Nompumelelo Dube ubonye kakhulu isipho lesi.
Khangela abantwana ku 10 to 25 ibanika ulwazi ku SRH ibafundisa ukuthi bazivikele njani ukule abstinence ukuthi baphuze ukuye emacansini nokuthi bazivikele njani njalo nxa kukuthi sekwachasana nomuntu ongubaba ukuthi uyabefuna ukumbamba kumbe umdlengula akwanise ukuthi azivikele njalo akwanise ukuthi abe nomuntu oyi-1 akwanise ukuthi akhulume laye akufabe le-secret nxa uhlelo lanamhla mbona ukuthi uzamphathisa ukuthi information embanika yona izafanana futhi lawena le abazayithola namhlanje okunjengisa abantu abami bazabe bekwazi ukuthi into engibafundisa yona angibafundisi ukuthi ngokwalapha kodwa kodwa kuhlangene nje iZimbabwe jikelele njalo kulabantu ababakhumbulayo njenge-ejona leyincane
amantombazana alitshumi lanhlanu athole isepa lemvunulo yabomama engabanceda inyanga ezimbili okulethe injabulo kwabaningi ngoba iningi alisenelise ukuyithenga emavinkilini ngenxa yokukhuphuka kwentengo abanye sebephila ngokusebenzisa esebenza kaningi loba nje kulodubo lwamanzi ngoba kumele ihlanjwe ihlale ihlanzekile amankazana amaningi aweZimbabwe njengawo wonke emhlabeni jikelele asethomba esesemancane njalo akenelisi ukuzithengela imvunulo yokusebenzisa nyanga zonke abanye bagcina besebenzisa izichibi ezingahlanzekanga okugcina kudala imikhuhlane okwamanje ezweni imvunulo yabomama iqalela kumadola amathathu kusiya phezulu ngesizathu sohlonzi lwawo ngimele istudio 7 isekhilani kwabulawayo ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu
Ulayito kulamhlanje sikhangela emuva unyaka wonke umsebenzi wokumelana lobhubhane lwe-COVID-19. Kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umongameli Joe Biden welemelika ukhulumisane lesowabo weRussia uVladimir Putin nocinywa izolo wamxwayisa ukubana engabe ukuthi yathumbekele Ukraine njalo achiya nemicabango ngokungena ngodlame kule lizwe ngemva kwenyathela lakhe lokuthumela amasosha engcebeni yaseUkraine ukukhulumisana kwabalaba ngokwesibili kule nyanga njalo kuza ngesikhathi kulokufuthelana okukhulu phakathi komelika labangane bayo abakumanyana wenethu eleRussia phezu kwalolutaba uPutin uvelakhe icele ukubikwa yithe izijeziso ezingethulwa ngelemelika labangane balo zingahle ziqabule ubudlelwane leRussia obuvele kuntengantenga abantu abaningi bebelokhe betheleka namhlanje enkonzweni eSt George's Cathedral edolobheni leCape Town eSouth Africa ngelanga lesibili lokuvalelisana no-Archbishop Desmond Tutu owayedume ngokuswela umbuso womncintizelo wobandlululo we-apartheid uTutu obubhinga isonto ubekwakusasa kumgqibelo abezomvikela bakwele Sudan badubule babulala abantu abane izolo abakade bephakathi kwabantu abathengiselayo besona womhluthu ngokwentambo zombuso ngenyanga ezimbili ezidluleyo lelolizwe nenkulungwane lekulungwane zabantu ezingeni ezitalajeni zithengisela isona wombuso lelutho zinganaki iziqondiso zokuhlala ezindlini ezethulwe ngabezomvikela laba Kwezemidlalo umnyaka 2021 ubungekho muhle emdlalweni wenguqu njengoba eleZimbabwe lelahlekelwe ngabantu abaningi kakhulu ababengabadlali lababeyinkokheli yalo mdlalo. Intatheli zendaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ukudlula emhlabeni kamongameli weqembu le-Highlanders uNdumiso Gumede sekuvuselele izilonda enhliziyweni zabalandela umdlalo wenguqu ngoba sebebaningi lonyaka osaziwayo abadlale indima ezitshiyeneyo ekuthuthukeni komdlalo elizweni abathethwe ngumdali kuthe kuqala umnyaka wadlalela amaqembu abalisa ele-Acadia kanye lele-Capes United u-Anthony Kambani wedlula emhlabeni kwathi ngenyanga kanhlangula kufika abadlali ababili abadlalela iqembu le-Dynamos abaphinda njalo baba ngabaqeqeshi uMishek Ujitambwa kanye lo-David Mandela Andikora ngontulikazi ubhubhe uSteve Kwashi owadlalela iqembu leZimbabwe Saints waphinda waba ngumqeqeshi olodumo esebenzela amaqembu abalisayele Black Aces kanye leCapes United. UJoe Mugabe wangukapteni weqembu leCapes United ufe ngenyanga kaNcwabakazi njalo ngenyanga efanayo kutshone uErnest Maphepha Sibanda. Wadlalela iqembu leHighlanders leCapes United waphinda njalo wakhokhela iqembu leHighlanders lengumgcini zihlalo. Yona le inyanga kaMpalakazi umdlalo wenguqu ulahlekelwe ngunkululeko Dlodlo owayengumgadli weqembu leHighlanders. UKennedy Sibanda owayengumnikazi weqembu le-Eagles kanye lo-Isaac Nema owayeyimvimbi yeqembu le-Dynamos. Kusenjalo wawukaziwa ukuba uGumede uzabekwa nini njalo ngaphi loba nje udade wabo uCephe Khulu Fuyane ethe yena umuyi wayevele watsho ukuba ufuna ukubekwa ekhaya kibo eNyathi. Ngolunye udaba olumelana nomdlalo webhola, imanager yeqembu labesilisa elimela ilizwe emdlalweni wenguqu elama-Warriors Wellington Mpandare uthi iqembu leli namhla liqale ukuzilolonga liselizweni laseCameroon.
Tomorrow we'll have two.
Kusasa sizaphinda njalo sizilolonge kabili ekuseni lasemini. Mhla zimbili kuzibandlela sizadlala umdlalo wokuzwana amandla. Umdlalo ebesiwuqoqele iqembu laseCameroon awusacaci kumbe sizawudlala ngoba sasivumelene ukuba sidlale mhla zine kuzibandlela. Manje bona sebesithi bafuna ukudlala lathi mhla zintathu.
Uqhubekele phambili uMpandara wathi imbangela yokuba abeCameroon bebefuna ukusebenzisa inkundla abazadlalela kuyo umdlalo wabo wawuqala mhla uqala umncintiswano we-Africa Cup of Nations. Kodwa inhlanganiso ye-Confederation of African Football ithe abangeke besebenzise leyo nkundla sekusele insuku ezinhlanu ukuba imidlalo iqale. Umncintiswano we-AFCON ukhangelelwe ukuqala mhla ziyi-9 kunyaka kaZibandlela osiyafika emaphethelweni mhla ziyi-6 ngenyanga kaNhlolanja. Iqembu leZimbabwe okwamanje linabadlali abali-10 la-9 kwele Cameroon njalo abanye abahlanu abadlala phetsheya kolwandle bazafika mhla zine kuzibandlela. Iqembu leZimbabwe likusibaya sikagroup B ndawonye leMalawi, Guinea kanye leSenegal njalo lizadlala umdlalo walo wokuqala mhla zili-10 lapho elizadibana khona leSenegal. Imele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo imuJoseph Njanje.
Umhlelo Woza Friday umkhulivili sileqembu eligcine umdumo oyeRomba elizibiza ngokuthi Sukuma Sihambe seBhumane Super Sounds. Lona-ke liphethe idlalade lalo elitsha elilesihloko esithi Idlozi Elikhulu. Untungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 usipha lolu daba.
Lidlala telesukuma sihambe lesithathu njalo lilengoma eziyisithupha. Nango umkhokheli weqembu.
Sanibonani emsakazweni obingelelayo nguPhumzani Nyoni okhokhelelayo iqembu lesukuma sihambe seBhumani Super Sound ehamba naye uZivusiso Ncube. Kanti ngokuzalwa sizalwa ngaShenkayi kosikhobokhobo endaweni eseBhumani.
Mamela umuzwe namhlanje madoda sivuselela madoda ethandweni. Umusizo lokho sizokhuluma namhlanje madoda ungakwenza ethandweni ukuthi usasalele muva.
Amanye amadlalati aleli qembu agoqela elakuqala elithi umuntu omnyama kanye lelesibili elilesihloko esithi tshintsha impilo.
Thank you.
abathanda ukuthenga idlalate balithola ngapi?
Ukuhlala sihlala eSouth Africa, inumber esitholakala kizo ngu 0843977607. Ezinye zithi 0618065798. Izinumber esitholakala khona, sixhumaneni khona lapha.
Abalandeli ubatshiyela wapha amazwi?
Siyacela kakhulu uxhaso lwenu, isapoti yenu, ukuthi lale lisisapota njalo lithenge umculo wethu ngendlela efaneleyo. Silibonga kakhulu balandeli bethu bomculo wethu Rumba.
Liphuma ke enkundleni iqembu lesukuma sihambe seBhumane Super Sounds ngale.
Ngikhalela abafana ophikisane baba labazukulu bakho abangazange bakubona baba. Ungasenani baba, sizodanela emsulweni.
Izakhamizi zakoBulawayo ezibuye ngobuningi zathi kwaqa yamfitha zizovalelisana losomabhizinisi obedumile waleli dolobho uNkosazana Beauty Mpofu. Umasipala waseHarare usungule uhlelo lokungenana emphakathini ehlaba abantu ijekiseni lokuzivikela ku-COVID-19 kanye nokubahlola ukubana balalo nalo bahatshi leli gciwane. Uhlelo Woza Friday namhlanje besileqembu eligcweleyo umdumo werumba elizibiza ngokuthi Sukuma Sihambe seBhumane Super Sounds. Silugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo nopracticist Jeremiah Ansithi libe lempelaviki elijukela. Silugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lokugcina kulo mnyaka ka-2021. Selibonga ngokusisekela kwenu ngalo mnyaka Oselivalelisa nguPraxedes Jeremiah ngihle ngithatheleli thuba ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 lokulifisela umnyaka omutsha omuhle obusisiweyo oka-2022.